Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Crown Talking Drums Network Radio, and I am your host, Renee, the Apostle Armstrong. Willie Armstrong is the founder and CEO of this broadcast. And I am going to start us out with prayer tonight. With prayer, it is always a joy to talk to God, to communicate to God through prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you giving you thanks. I give you praise, O God. Father God, I worship you. Elohim, that is your Hebrew name. So I worship you. I give you praise. I give you glory. For you are our Creator. There is none like you, O God. We can search all over the universe. There is none like you. Oh, Father, oh God, I ask you to take me out of self, oh God. Use me, oh God, to your glory. Yahweh, use me. Use me to draw others to your kingdom, Lord. Father, you said in your word if you, Jesus, Yeshua, your Hebrew name, if you be high and lifted up, you will draw all men unto thee. So I ask you right now to touch everyone, Lord, that is listening, O God. Touch them in a mighty way, O God. Bless every household that is represented under your name, O God. And Father, Lord, let someone get a word. Let someone get a word. And it may seep down in their hearts, O God, that they may say, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? And Father, Lord, bless this broadcast. Bless it in a special way, O God. Father, I ask these things in your name, Lord. In your name, Jesus, Messiah, the Anointed One. In your name I ask, amen and amen and amen. Well, tonight I would like to go over a broadcast of that was published by a well-known speaker, motivator, preacher. His name is Miles Monroe, and Dr. Miles Monroe. And I was so inspired by his teaching. the name of the teaching that this broadcast, some of it will be coming from, is, Lord, it is understanding the meaning of your existence, understanding the meaning of your existence by Dr. Miles Monroe. However, my topic tonight is going to be just a little different because, of course, I can never, not right now, touch and complete the entire teaching by Dr. Miles Monroe. And I'm going to first read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11 and 29. And I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version, Jeremiah 11 and 29. And it reads, twenty-nine and eleven. That's Jeremiah 29 and 11. And some of you are already familiar with it. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Lord, let me get to it. Yes. You have to excuse me. Jeremiah 29 and 11 reads as such. I am having problems here. Pulling up my intended scripture. He tells you of that God has a purpose and a plan for us. His purpose and plan is that we have a successful future, a future of not doom and gloom, but a successful future. And so tonight, my topic, he has plans for us. And tonight, my topic will be Elohim created us for success. He created us for success. And so I'm going to take a moment to discuss why being successful in life is so important to God. Everything that God designed, that God created, he created with perfection. In Genesis chapter 1, 5 times it states, and God saw that it was good. That comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, verse 12, verse 18, 21, 25. And then in Genesis 1 and 31, when all was finished, when God created everything and man and woman were created, Genesis 1:31 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. So initially, in the beginning of our existence, God created everything in perfection. And even greater assurance that we get for all of us to take notice of, in that same chapter, not only were we created good, not only were we created with purpose of being very good, but he created us in his own image. That means not one of us are a mistake. Not one of us. This means God created all of us uniquely and specifically for a purpose. So everyone is valuable to God. Dr. Monroe states, God did not create us for entertainment, beauty, even though everything he made is beautiful. Although the colorful flowers that we pick and put in our homes, the colors really are not for beauty, Dr. Monroe explains. During his research, he explains that certain insects can only see certain colors. So God designed the color and the flowers, the color of the flowers, to attract one specific type of insect. Therefore, even color has a purpose. Which brings me to a point. In Genesis 1:27, it states, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. And over in Genesis 2:7, it reads, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. That word formed means God took the elements of the earth to design man. So not only were we created for a purpose, but God designed us for a purpose. According to Dr. Miles Monroe, God designed everything he created to be successful. You will never see, he says, a bird who cannot fly naturally. You'll never see a fish who cannot swim naturally. Every seed, if you put it in the ground and give it water, you don't need to pray about it. It is designed to bring forth a tree. Everything God created has built into its own success. It's built. It has its own mechanism, if you will. It has its own purpose. Everything God created has its own success. So Dr. Monroe goes on to give us five questions that he presented during to his listeners during his teaching. And I'm not going to go through the five questions. The two that had the greatest impact on me were who am I? Who am I? And why am I here? Who am I and why am I here? Everyone, I'm sure, has asked that question. What is my purpose? What is my purpose in life? He then said one of the greatest tragedies, if you haven't answered that question, one of the greatest tragedies in life is not dying. We all think the greatest tragedy in life is dying, death. According to Dr. Monroe, that's not so. He says it is living life without a purpose. Living life without a purpose. And I have to agree. So therefore, going through life without a purpose means you have no self-motivation. Sure, it is fine to be motivated by others, but if they fall, you fall. If they fail, you fail. You fail because you are not living your own life. Instead, you are living vicariously, patterning your life after another person's life. And truthfully, that's sad. But the good news is Jeremiah 1:5 lets us know God knew you. He knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. Before you were born, he set you apart and appointed you. He appointed you to become prophets, some. He appointed some to become doctors, lawyers, writers, painters, artists, teachers, architects, sanitation workers, street sweepers. Whatever the profession, whatever your creed, whatever your race or your culture, God did not create you for failure. He didn't create you for failure. Why? Because God is the manufacturer of our lives. This means we are God's handiwork. Psalm 139:14 tells us, marvelous are thy works. And like a manufacturer inspects a vehicle or a computer or your high-tech phone, he checks his work out and he says, it's all good. He puts the stamp of approval on it, in other words. He then puts a warranty or a guarantee on their product, on that product that he has inspected. Letting you know the product will perform exactly the way in which it was promised. God says to us, you stiff-necked people, you murmuring people, although you complain, you are defiant, you lie, you are deceitful, and if I had my way, I can imagine the Lord said, if I had my way, I would totally wipe you out. But I gave my word. God says he gave his word. And his word cannot return unto him void. No, it will do exactly what he purposed. In fact, he says, my name is on you. I am the authorized dealer of what I manufacture. Isaiah 48:11, God says, for my own sake, for my own sake, I will do it. For how should my name be profaned? In other words, he has manufactured us. He has purposed us, created us with purpose, with perfection. He has promised through his word, and his word, it won't return void. If he said it, he meant it. He has put his name on it. It is for his name's sake that we successful in our lives, in every aspect of our lives. He says, I keep my word. I am not man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. He doesn't turn back. He doesn't say one thing and then mean another like man does. God created us. We are more than conquerors. There is no reason that anyone should walk around with their head down, feeling low, feeling like they have nothing to live for, feeling like there is no purpose in life for them. God says no. Even if you are sick, I know in 1 Kings there are 4 leopard men, leopards who suffer from leprosy, and they have an illness. Their lives are not long, and so they go to the city. They are not only walking around feeling famished because they cannot touch anyone. They are considered unclean. But they go to the city, and there is a famine in the land. They can't get food. But in the city gates, there is plenty of food. So they say to themselves, amongst themselves, they say, why should we stay here and die when we can go in? If we go in the gates, we may be captured and we may die. And if we stay out here, we're going to die anyway. So I say to even people who are sick, with sickness, with critical sickness, with illnesses where it's terminal, why lay there in the bed? Why lay around feeling no, you have no purpose, you have no desire, when you can get up for whatever time the doctor has written you off, but you know that your report comes from the Lord. God has not written you off. God has the last say so. Why lay there and die when you can get up and live? And so I even say to us who are sick, why sit around and mope, get up? I don't care if you have no legs. I don't care if you have no arms. Whatever you have, use it. I don't care if you're what your profession is or what anyone told you you were not going to be or how unsuccessful you were going to be in life. You make those people out of a liar. God is your manufacturer. God created you. You have God's DNA. You have, your life has a meaning. So I say to you, arise, get up. Stop moping around. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get up. I don't care what job you have or what title you hold. You are a success. You don't have to live your life through anybody else. You don't have to compete with anyone else. You are unique. You are different. You are an individual. God loves you, and we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ, who loves us. So I'm going to end, Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to end with that discussion. And at this time, I'm going to open up the mic for anyone who has a comment. At this time, I believe I did.
Good evening, Evangelist Renee.
Good evening.
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing on tonight?
I am blessed.
Thank you for the wonderful Bible study that you led through the Spirit. And in listening tonight, what came to my mind was 3 John, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about that we were made with purpose. There's a plan for us made by the manufacturer, the Almighty God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you're talking about the purpose and the plan for us. It made me think about 3 John, verse 2. Which says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Yeah.
And he said, I wish, the Almighty God wishes for us.
That's right.
Oh, that we would prosper, grow, excel.
That's right.
More than a conqueror, as you mentioned. And be in health, the very
yes.
best health possible.
That's right.
Even as thy soul prospers. And when I
yes.
thought about the soul prospering, it just made me think about keep that connection with God. Keep that closeness with God.
Yeah.
Keep that habitation, that dwelling place. Stay close
That's
to him.
Right.
Stay close to his word. Because
mm-hmm.
the word is the heart, the soul, the compass of us. And
That's
as
right.
we prosper, we'll be able to handle what God has called us to do. Because we'll be in his word and we won't get off track. Many times God has given a talent, a gift, a calling, and sometimes we don't handle it well because we're not steadfast in the word, and we can get off track and cause others to get off track.
That's
so right. That came to my mind tonight. And I am so thankful for this priceless word of the Almighty God and what you've been able to share on tonight. I have been blessed, and I truly appreciate the word of God, and I appreciate you bringing it forth. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Phillips, Sharon, as I call you, my sister. As
Amen.
A matter of fact, we discuss these things in our destiny group.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that with our prophetess, Teal, who
Amen.
Has been
Amen.
Instrumental in that. Teaching us that we all have destiny within inside of us, a purpose within inside of us. And so
Amen.
As I
Amen.
Was listening to that message by Dr. Monroe, it really inspired me. But I thank
Amen.
You, Sharon. God bless
thank you.
You.
God
Anyone
bless
else?
You.
Will there be anyone else? Will there be anyone else?
Yes, there will be one other.
Is that Apostle Armstrong?
Yes, it is. And I am
well,
really excited.
Thank God.
And I thank God for you. Because this is the new beginning, and this is an example of what he was calling us to do, beginning the 8th year. So, sister, you just keep doing what you're doing. Keep sharing the word. Keep breaking it
Amen.
Down and put it
Amen.
Out there for us, because we need to hear that at a time like this. We need to know that the Creator that created us has not forgotten us. Is still
Amen.
There, still there, protecting us, providing for us. So,
right.
you just keep doing, Evangelist.
Bless you, Apostle. Bless you. Thank you so much. You know, God gets the glory. And
yes,
as you
yes.
did say, he this is a new beginning. We have a new beginning, though we have experienced a pandemic, we are having all type of corruption going on in the nation, around the world. All hope is not lost. We have to let people know that their hope does not lie in the government. It does not lie in the politician. It does not rest in their hands. In fact, it rests in Jesus Christ's hands. Yeshua.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
In Isaiah, and I believe it's chapter 43, I believe, he talks about there will come the Messiah, a wonderful counselor. The government shall rest upon his shoulder. The kingdom he brings, the kingdom that he establishes is the one, the king that rules, that sits over the kingdom is Jesus Christ. He reigns, he rules. His all power, all authority is in his hands, not President Biden's hands, not former Trump, President Trump's hands, not in any of the politicians' hands, but it is in Jesus Christ's hands where all power, all authority has been given. We have to start trusting in God. Put our trust in no man, but put our trust in God. And lean
Amen.
Not to our own understanding. Because when we try to put our trust in ourselves or we put our trust in others, we get everything wrong. This is a new beginning. Why not start right? Let's put our trust in God. He is our manufacturer. He is our Abba Father. We are his children. So let's put our trust in God. Will there be anybody else? Don't be shy. I see you on the line. I always say, if you say something or you have a comment, whatever comment you have is important. Someone, you may just touch someone, and they may say, I yield, I yield. What must I do? So I am going to pray. Dear Father, Yahweh, Elohim, Elohim, Yeshua, I call you by your Hebrew name because that is your Hebrew name. Those are your Hebrew names. And so I'm trying to identify and connect to you and have the relationship that you want us to have, Lord. I look up to you because you are our creator. You created me. You created us. You didn't create any junk. You didn't create a mistake. You gave us purpose. You put destiny down in our souls, in our hearts, in our very existence. You took time and you created and you stood back, Lord, and you said, this is good, everything. And you then turned around after you completed everything and you said, this is very good. It is not your purpose or your desire, Father, for any to perish, but to all to come to the fullness of you, O God. And so I thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us more than conquerors. I thank you for putting purpose in our lives, O God. I thank you for creating your word, dear God, that we could read it and we can have a roadmap to our lives, an instruction booklet to how we should live, oh God. I thank you, oh Lord, because you said, I am holy. Be ye holy because I am holy. You, Father, yes. Oh God. You sent your son, Jesus Christ. He suffered, God. He bore the weight of the world on his shoulder, oh God, so that we may have the right to eternal life, oh God, that we may have a full life, oh God, that we may have a prosperous life, oh God, not just in eternity, oh God, but right now, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word, because in your word, oh God, everything that you promise, oh God, you fulfill, oh God, and you keep on fulfilling through your son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, Lord, I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that lives and dwells within us, oh, God. Oh, Father, we can't do anything on our own, oh, God. We weren't created like that, oh, God, to do anything on our own, oh, God. We have the master builder, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, you even said, oh, God, even for us who are your children, we all are your children, oh, God. Jesus came, oh, Lord, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, sometimes, oh, Father, Lord, our finances are not intact, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, sometimes we get down, oh, God. But you said, Lord, you are the fulfillment of our joy. You are bread when we are hungry. You are water when we are thirsty, oh, God. Oh, Father, oh, Lord, we ask you right now, to let your word hide deep down within our hearts, oh God, that we may burn, oh God, and feel the word, oh God, and feel your promises, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, we keep you to your promise, oh God, that we will have prosperous lives, oh God. We keep you to your promise, oh God, that you have great plans and expectations for us, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, we keep you to your promise that you have a bright future for us, oh God. This is a new beginning, oh God. You said don't look back over the former things, oh God, but look to the former things, oh God, because you said, oh God, in your word that you are doing a new thing, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, I believe you. Let us believe you, oh God. Oh, Father, God, when you have given us power, dominion, authority, oh God. Oh, Father, let us believe it, oh God. Let us not just believe it, but receive it, oh God. Let us declare the word back to you, oh God, that you promised to us, oh God. You will not go back on your word, oh God. Your word shall not return to you void, oh God, but it will accomplish everything that you purchased it to be, oh God. Father, Lord, we look to you for healing, oh God. Oh, Father God, we look to you to be our stronghold, oh God, in times of trouble, oh God. We look to you, oh God, to bring us forward, O God, out of these perilous times, O God. Your word talks about rumors of war, O God, but we are seeing wars breaking out all over the world. It is no longer a rumor, O God. Let us know that it is not a rumor. It is reality, O God. O Father, Lord, let us know that this world, this present world that we live in, O God, it is doomed for destruction, O God. But your kingdom reigns on forever, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, Lord, if we don't look up to you, Lord Jesus, if we don't look up to you now, you said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. I don't know about anybody else, oh God, but I look up to you. You are my King. You are my Messiah. You are my Savior, oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, oh God. We love you, oh God. Put love in our hearts. Take deceit away from us, O God. Bind up the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord, bind him up. Bind him up. He has no victory. Let us know that he has no victory over us, that the victory is yours, Jesus Christ. You fight our battles, O Lord. If we'd only just be still, O God, just be still and listen to your word, O God. O Father, Lord, I ask you to bless everybody, everyone on this broadcast tonight, O God. Every home, O God, that is represented here, O God. Bless them in a mighty way, O God. I ask you to bless the sick and the afflicted all over the land and country, O God. You know them name by name, O God. Bless them all, O God. Give them what they have in need of, O God. What they stand in need of, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh God. Last week, oh God, during our prayer line, oh God, there were two twins, oh God, two baby girls, one boy and one girl, oh God, and they were hospitalized, oh God, put on oxygen, oh God, because they couldn't breathe on their own. But we kept praying, oh God. You so told us, Lord, you said pray without ceasing, and we prayed without ceasing. We prayed without ceasing, and oh Lord, you brought them through. I thank you, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. I ask you, Lord, touch everyone, oh God. Father, Lord, touch our nation, oh God. Touch it, Lord, because it's in a bad condition, oh God. But it's not new to you, oh God. Oh, Father, there is nothing new to you under the sun, oh God. Nothing you can't handle. Nothing too impossible for you. You can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, oh God. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, oh God. I thank you for this broadcast, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the angel of this broadcast, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, it's not robbery, oh God, to reach out to me or reach out to others, oh God. For there are many others on this broadcast, oh God, delivering your word, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, guide us and lead us into truth, oh God. Father, Lord, let us not confuse anybody, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, Father, Lord, all I ask is that others pray, oh God. Father, Lord, if they dispute the word, oh God, let them go in the word and bring it forth, oh God. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Bless them, Lord, bless them in a mighty way, oh God. You gave them a vision, oh God, and and let his ministry continue and let it grow strong, oh God. Not for his glory, oh God, but for your glory. This I ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Father, Lord, I also ask you, Lord, to bless the children, oh God. Bless them, oh God. Father, Lord, bless them, Lord, because the enemy is running rampant, oh God. He desires the system like wheat, oh God. He desires the sisters all like wheat. His purpose is to kill, destroy, oh God. To steal, kill, and destroy, oh God. But Father, Lord, you, oh God, have the power. Bless them, oh God. Keep them protected, oh God. Father, be a shield around them, oh God. As they go to school, as they leave out from their prospective destination, oh God, and go into the dangerous highways and byways, oh God. Protect them, oh God. Hold them in the palm of your hand like none other, oh God. We love you and we will always give your name the praise, always give you the glory. In Jesus' name. In the Messiah,
in Jesus' name.
Yeshua.
Amen.
Well, amen. I thank you tonight for listening. And with that, I am going to bid everyone shalom. That means peace.
Shalom.
See you Monday. Talk to you on Monday, next Monday. Same time. Amen.
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 Amen.